been out till 2:45. Would you lock the door? Will you still need me? Will you still feed me when I'm 64?
This is Dr. Rob Stahl bringing you the only local call-in radio program exclusively for older adults and caregivers. What should you expect at your age? The answer is a lot, and that's what we're here to explain. Today is Monday, May 2nd, 2005, and welcome to today's show. I had to pre-record this show, so you won't be able to reach us live with your calls, but our station engineer, Mr. Jimmy Smith, is happy to take a message and forward it on to me. I'll either get back to you personally, get your question to someone who can help you, or comment about it on next month's show. But please do call. The phone number is 855-6848. This show and all previous shows are available for replay on the web at whatshouldyouexpect.com. All one word except for the dot. There's also links to a lot of good additional information from the website. Check it out. Last month, we discussed advanced directives and capacity determination with Dr. Ralph Benedict, ECMC neuropsychologist, and elder law attorney Ms. Laurie Menzies. If you missed the show, you can hear it again, also from the show's website, whatshouldyouexpect.com. I'm happy to have with me today Amherst Town Supervisor Ms. Susan Grelick and Mr. Gerald Brownrout, former Amherst Town Councilman and local business leader. Welcome to Jerry. Susan, hopefully we'll be here soon. I understand politicians tend to run a little bit late. Yeah. Jerry, why don't you tell me about yourself, and let me preface by saying the topic for today's show, I think, is a very important one, especially with a growing older population, both in this area and nationwide. And the topic is how to create a senior-friendly community. Jerry.
Well, I've been known as a community activist in the town of Amherst since the 1959 when I opened my first business out here. My resume is basically civic and community organizations, very heavily into senior citizen development and transportation associations, Rotary International, college and university committees. And I was brought up in a family that believed in tithing, either giving 10% of your cash or 10% of your time back into a community. It was just the way that our family was brought up. And that's how, you know, as I grew as a family member of my own family, that I continued in Amherst. And I've accomplished some very successful goals over a period of time within the town and within the Western New York community.
Why don't you tell me, well, tell us all about a couple of things. Okay. One or two to start off, and then we'll get into others as we go along.
Okay. I joined probably my first service organization, which was Rotary International, about 35 years ago. And as all young members, you go in with an enthusiasm, trying to do everything. Rotary being a worldwide organization, there were many paths in which I could take. I found the service end, something that was to my liking. I was familiar with it. As I said, I was brought up with that same relationship. And over the period of time, I've moved through all the chairs, and I have a unique distinction of being the past president of two of the four Rotary clubs that are in.
Why is it called a Rotary Club?
The symbol of Rotary is a cog or a mechanical wheel with the notches like a representative of Rotary.
That's wonderful. It's quite good. Has Orion, welcome.
Thank you.
I knew you'd be here in time.
Great to be here.
Why don't you tell us a little bit about yourself and how you became interested in politics, and the topic today, of course, is how to create a senior-friendly community, and perhaps, along with Amherst's designation over the years as the safest community in America, how to make the town of Amherst a model of the most senior-friendly community in America. So give us some background first, Susan.
Well, I actually am an attorney, and I went to went to law school, practiced law in Western New York for about for 5 years. And in 1991, I have actually 3 master's degrees, a master's in American history, master's in library science, an MBA degree, and a law degree. And I was practicing law. And in 1991, I answered an ad in the newspaper. They were looking for candidates for town clerk. So I answered this ad in the newspaper and ran. I'd never run for public office before and didn't know anybody really involved in politics, had no volunteers, didn't know much about the process. And I ran for political office, and I ran as a Democrat in a Republican town, basically a 2-to-1 Republican to Democrat, and didn't know much about politics. And I went door-to-door. And I won 2-to-1 my first race for town clerk. And then in 1995, I ran again for town clerk. In 1996, there was the current supervisor was looking to retire because of health reasons. And I was encouraged by many people to run for supervisor in the town in 1996. I ran for a special election in 1996 and won that. In 1997, I ran for my first full 4-year term as supervisor, and then did that and won that. And then in 2001, I ran again for my second full 4-year term. And now this year, I'm running for my third full 4-year term in the town of Amherst. But it is a great town. It is a very highly desirable place to be. People want to live in Amherst. Businesses want to locate in Amherst because we are such a safe community, one of the safest towns in the entire country. 7 out of the last 10 years, we've been the safest town in the entire country. And we have terrific public schools and great amenities in the town, and that's why people want to be here.
Well, safety is something to be very proud of, and you've done a great job. I live in the town of Amherst, and I enjoy living in the town. Now, what we're going to do today, the first half of today's show, I want to talk about what towns and other municipalities are currently doing to address the needs of older adults and also caregivers, a significant population. Caregivers, of course, being usually the sons and daughters of older adults that are beginning to need some help. The second half of the show, I want to push the edge and brainstorm a little bit about what more can be done and how to use everything at our disposal. People, organizations, educational institutions, technology, to turn Amherst, like I said, into the most senior-friendly town in America. So let's start with you, Susan. The town of Amherst already has some tremendous programs for senior citizens, and why don't you describe that?
We do, and the reason why we have such the wonderful programs that we have, a wonderful senior center in the town of Amherst, is because we do have a demographic in the town of Amherst that is older in the town. 17.7% of Amherst's total population is over 65 years old, according to the 2000 census.
And what is the total population, and what does that equate to a number of people?
Well, it's about 120,000 people, so 17% of 120,000 people in the town, mm-hmm. and that compares to the national average, which is 12.4% of the nation, is 65 or older. So we are far exceed what the national average is. And we also exceed the city of Buffalo. 13.4% of the city of Buffalo's population is over 65. So Amherst does have a maturing population in the town. And we just recently, this is kind of interesting, we did a survey at the Senior Center, and there's a total of 145 members over the age of 90 at the Senior Center. And of the 36 who are 95 and over, 30 are women and 6 are men. The oldest is 104 years old. And so that's very interesting. So we are an aging county, where I think that I had heard at one point that we're the 6th oldest county demographically in the country.
Okay, so, and that includes Florida, and there's lots of counties in Florida. People immediately associate Florida as being the place where older people are, but
yes,
that's very, and certainly the Senior Center represents people who are living in the community. It's not people that are in nursing homes that come to the Senior Center. So,
yes.
And there's only 5% or so of people 65 and over that do live in nursing homes. So we're talking about a lot of people over 65.
Yes, and so we are addressing that need in the town. We have a senior center. It's one of the largest senior centers in the country. We have 25 full-time and 18 part-time personnel, and we have a volunteer force of 1,200 seniors that volunteer.
That's incredible.
It is. It's just great.
That's a lot of person hours. 1,200 volunteers.
Yes, we're one of the largest and most active senior centers in the area. More than 2,400 people are served each day through on-site activities at the center, through our Meals on Wheels program, our senior outreach program, our transportation programs, our adult day services programs, our friendly visiting programs. It goes on and on, the programs that are offered at the senior center. And one interesting thing is that the age of being a senior is getting lower and lower. And as us, you know, baby boomers become senior boomers, we're aging as well. The baby boom is becoming the senior boom, and now it's 55 years of age. 55 years of old or older, you can join the senior center. So,
okay. And that goes along with AARP, right?
Mm-hmm.
I believe that's 55, which I'm getting close to. I'm only 7 years away. I can't believe it.
But you can join the senior center if you're 55 years old or older. The membership, the registration fee is $25 upon joining, and you only need two proofs of Amherst residency is required. Our senior center operates from Monday to Friday, 8:30 to 4:30 p.m. We have some Wednesday evening programs. There's also fees for classes that are payable at the time of registration, and they're very reasonable for what you get at the Senior Center. They also have a newsletter, and you can feel free to stop by the Senior Center and pick up a newsletter. We're located at 370 John James Audubon Parkway in Amherst, right near the Audubon Library and the police station.
and a very underused resource is the walking path behind the police station, which is noted in the book by Bruce Kirshner, The Secret Places of Western New York. And I didn't know that, but that's an old growth forest back there. It hasn't been cut down by anyone, and it's been there for years and years and years. So, Jerry, let me ask you. You were a councilman, I believe, about 20 years ago. Tell me what things were like 20 years ago and whether you were part of the development of the senior center or any other specific senior services in the town.
Well, it was indicative of the high quality of life that we value our seniors. So going on to the town board, one of the major issues was at that time in the 70s, late 70s, were senior citizen facilities within the town of Amherst. And I was very actively involved with late Councilman Charles Herky Moses. He tapped me to work with him on opening the first senior center in Amherst. I worked with Lucille Kinney, who was the first director of senior services in Amherst, and Kirsten Milbrath. And we opened the first one on North Forest and Main Street. And the day we opened, it was undersized by about 50% because we had that much of a clientele within the town of Amherst. And one of the things I always like to say is I was proud because my name was on the plaque on the inside of the door as you would walk in with the other council people that
take a look at that.
Really wanted to sure. promote this. I've been very supportive of the new senior citizen building in Audubon that's presently open. Back in the 80s, I was out front with Kirsten Milbarth in the development of moving that center along, and it's a valuable service that's needed to supplement the quality of life for seniors in Amherst. My real involvement came after I was off the town board in the 80s, when I was tapped to go on to one of the town sub-boards called Amherst Elderly Transportation Corp, which provided bus transportation for seniors throughout the town to the senior center and to shopping and to doctor's appointments. I sat on that board for a number of years, and eventually they tapped me to be the executive director. And for about 5 years, I was the executive director of ATEC, which was the term that it was called.
Well, we all know that transportation becomes a very important issue and very difficult problem for a lot of older people. Either driving skills diminish or just their social isolation makes it difficult to get from place to place.
Especially now with what's going on in the county and the county cutting back on budgets, which cuts back on all services, including bus transportation. And with what is going on, I'm out front, you know, stomping on the trail to maintain the retention of the senior transportation services, especially to medical appointments, as a top priority, because a lot of the seniors are housebound. And as you said, they give up their driver's licenses, they give up the cars, a lot because of their abilities and a lot because they can't afford it.
Now, besides the senior center, what is there in the town that helps older people, that allows them to live their lives happier, healthier? I know I have patients at various senior citizen apartment complexes in the town. Certainly, the town has sidewalks that are wheelchair accessible if need be. What other things are there? Susan?
There's many support groups within the town, and those are no fee whatsoever. We have an Alzheimer's support group, caregivers support group, men's group, significant loss group, a group that deals with women's issues. There's discussion groups. There's a group for visually challenged individuals that they can get some support. So there are those opportunities within the town. Of course, there's a lot of opportunities for seniors to volunteer within the town to contribute to the community through our Adopt a Highway program, Adopt a Park program. They can assist other people with their income tax. One of the problems that many of the seniors have in the town is just the paperwork that's required for many of programs. There's an interesting story that I received from the Senior Center Director, Mary Ellen Walsh, about a woman who cares for her husband who suffers from Alzheimer's disease, and they're very low income, and they don't have the resources to pay the $18 per hour cost of home health aides, and they, you know, desperately need that support. And they contacted the Senior Center because they had a very difficult time filling out the Medicaid application. And that's increasingly has become a problem for many older people because of the forms being so complicated, and it's very difficult for them to obtain the necessary documentation that's needed to support the applications. So that's something that is available to seniors. We have a senior outreach services program for seniors. There's also just a lot that you can enjoy within the town of Amherst. There's a lot of wonderful amenities in the town of Amherst. We have neighborhood concerts. We have summer concerts. We have a wonderful museum. There's opportunities to volunteer at our museum. There's a lot of upcoming events there. We have an Amherst Symphony that has concerts four times a year, and we encourage the seniors to get involved, to come to those, to come and to partake in all that Amherst has to offer. We have recreation programs that specifically are suited for seniors. There's senior skating sessions at the Amherst Pepsi Center to ensure that seniors stay active and stay healthy. And we have wellness programs that are offered through the recreation department. We encourage that. We have wellness walks a couple times a year for seniors to walk our trailways. We've got a great trailway system in the town of Amherst. We encourage people to get out there and to exercise.
Walking and biking and things like that. Jerry, do you want to answer that?
On the other side of the coin is the quality of life in Amherst that makes it an ideal situation for seniors to live there. Basically, you can stay within the town of Amherst and get everything that you need. You have, you know, pleasant and convenient shopping areas. We have neighborhood shopping areas. We have churches of all denominations. We have the best educational systems in Western New York are within the town of Amherst. There's continuing education that is given to seniors and actually to anybody that's available in the three school districts within the town of Amherst. And then there's the service clubs. Again, I always go back to the service clubs because this is really the core of volunteers. And with young families and both parents working in double income, you notice that the service clubs are bringing in more and more seniors, and they're bringing all their knowledge and their skills from their previous work ethic into these organizations that are making all sorts of organizations besides Rotary. You have Lions and Elks and other service clubs, even the business clubs within the town. Amherst Chamber of Commerce, Williamsville Business Association, former business people are joining these organizations. And there's a lot of benefits to joining those organizations because many of them, because they're a large group, can bring in low-priced health care insurance policies, whereas an individual pays a much higher price by going in through a group. Once you're out of business or you're not working anymore, you don't get the benefit of the lower price. But by joining one of these organizations that have the program, you can get the lower rate.
Now, as a business person, how do you how important are older people to business people in town?
Well, the older people are, as workers, there's a good work staff with the seniors. You're going to more and more of the stores throughout the town that you will find that. And the business owners are looking for the good work ethic that they provide because they were brought up in the generation that had a good work ethic, and they make the schedules very flexible. I know one person that works 3 days a week, 4 hours a day. He does it for two reasons. One, to get paid for his gasoline in his car, which the price has gone up. Sure. And the other is to have contact with the public, which he missed. You know, the phrase, he was a people person, and he really was. And when he retired and moved out in from the big home into an apartment, he lost the contact that he had with the people. And he works 3 days a week to keep it up.
Well, I know you see seniors in the supermarkets, in the Tim Hortons, and, you know, they work very hard. They want to do the best job possible, and it's great. It keeps them active, keeps them in contact with the world. Susan, do you anything you can add to that?
Well, at the Senior Center, we have an employment bulletin board, and that's compiled. It's filled with opportunities for full and part-time employment in a variety of capacities, and the board is located right at the Senior Center outside the social worker's office across from the dining area, and there's all opportunities are listed that may be advantageous to many people that are looking for a job, and these are specifically jobs that are seeking mature employees. So I'd encourage people to get over to the Senior Center and to check out the bulletin board. Another program that's really popular in the town of Amherst is a nutrition lunch program. And I get over there myself every once in a while because they have wonderful programs during the nutrition.
This is for the inexpensive lunch,
and
which is it?
Well, the lunch is not too bad. The lunch is pretty good. It's delicious. It's a very delicious hot meal, and it's prepared right at the center's kitchen, and it's served Monday through Friday at noon. And it's $2. $2 a person.
It's
a great deal. It's a great deal. And it's a good lunch and a lot of friendly people and a good way to get out and to meet other people.
Does that include drinks or do they add on the $1.89 for the iced tea?
No.
I think it includes the drinks.
Probably. Yeah, you get the drinks. It's a quarter for a cup of coffee, so that's not too bad.
Jerry, have you been over there?
Yes. Matter of fact, the last luncheon I was at was oversold. They had the St. Joseph Day luncheon. It was catered by one of the local facilities, donated to the centers, and they had more than 300 people show up. It was just a fantastic gathering of people. At my age, I'm meeting people older, meeting people younger. But one of the big things at the center that everybody within your listening audience, you know, should understand is they probably have one of the best volunteer programs in Western New York. You get interviewed by a worker or a director at the center, and there's over 30 different groups that you can volunteer in. You can be an ambassador, work for Red Cross or the cancer services. You can get involved with bingo. If you're a former accountant, you can help people with income tax. There's a knitting club. There's a radio reading program, music clubs, recorder concerts, organ clubs, there's photography. I mean, the list goes on and on and on, and it keeps seniors active, and people's hobby becomes foremost in their mind, a lot of these people that go to the center, and they really get into it.
with throwing a lot of information and a lot of different organizations that you might want to contact, but what is the contact number for the Senior Center? Let's get that down first, and then we'll give Susan's contact number and Jerry's contact number. So we'll try to stick to three main numbers today that you can use to get plugged into one of these great things.
The Senior Center number, if you want to get a hold of the people at the Senior Center, it's 636-3050. So I'd encourage everybody to contact the Senior Center. And, of course, you can always contact me in my office, and I'd be happy to give you information or get you to the right place. I take care of all kinds of the mundane things in the town, but the very necessary items in the town, like picking up the leaves and making sure the trees get trimmed.
You pick up the leaves?
Well, we've got an excellent highway superintendent that does that and manages the highway department.
How many rakes do you have in your office?
But I couldn't get out there and plow off 357 miles of roads, but anyways we do all of that as well. So, and my phone number is 631-7032. And if you have a problem, I'm also available at email 24 hours a day by email at sgrelick@amherst.ny.us.
And you're sitting at your computer terminal 24 hours a day, right?
Well, I get there as much as I can, as much as possible, even at 1 o'clock, 2 o'clock in the morning. No, I actually answer all my email myself. I personally answer every single one of my emails. So please feel free, anybody, to please contact me, and I will get right back to you.
And Jerry, what's your contact number?
My contact number is 691-7456, and my email is jbrownrout@hotmail.com.
And how do you spell Brownrout?
BROWNROUT. Or you can go into my website, which is jbrownrout.com.
We're going to take a break now, and I want to go into what more can be done perhaps in the town of Amherst, what things are being done in other communities. And I also want to talk a little bit about what else is being done in Western New York. We've so far focused on the town of Amherst, but there are excellent services going on throughout the county and other regions of Western New York, and I do want to touch on them so we don't exclude people that don't happen to live in the town of Amherst. So let's go to the break, and we'll come back and talk about those things.
Come, city yourself.
One of the family.
Oh, we've taken a year. It's clear we are going to get along. Come, sit yourself.
Where's it?
Come, sit yourself.
Where's the furniture?
There isn't a lot to spare. Who cares what have we got to share? Nobody tries to be la-di-da in happy tea. Here's a cup of tea.
Okay, this is Dr. Rob Stahl. We're back now. That was Consider Yourself from Oliver, and that song has meaning in that the goal of this show is to show how older people integrate into a community as part of the community and not as a separate entity, and that they should consider themselves part of the town of Amherst and Western New York. Now, I want to mention the phone number for call-in. It's 855-6848. Please call in, and the station engineer, Jimmy Smith, will get your message to me, and either I'll get back to you personally or forward your information or request on to Susan, perhaps, Jerry, or someone else that can help you. Before we get into the topic, continuing our discussion on how to create a senior-friendly community, I'd like to just mention that Jerry Brownrout, a former town councilman, is currently gearing up his campaign to run again for the town board. And I'd like Jerry to just have the opportunity to say a few words as to what he hopes to accomplish this time around.
Well, when I first announced for office in January, I said that I believe we needed new directions for the Amherst Town Board, something based on principles and not politics and personalities. There isn't anyone in Western New York who hasn't seen what's gone on in the county. And like many town residents, I was extremely concerned by the lack of civility, the unwillingness to compromise, and the petty politics that goes on. For anyone who's ever attended an Amherst Town Board meeting, which is open to the public, or if you've seen them on cable television, it's very hard to avoid seeing how personally abusive some of the board members are towards each other and to the supervisor in particular. And they're just basically pandering to the camera to get votes. But I was even more bothered by the lack of respect shown to the town residents and others who appeared before the board. I mean, council members have actually said that they're not obliged to listen to the public or the factual presentations before they vote.
Well, you know, certainly you're someone who is going to listen, has a lot of good ideas. I've read through some of your position papers. One of the interesting things, and it actually relates to the topic of this radio program, and that's racism. Apparently there is an undercurrent of prejudice throughout the community. Jerry does hope to address that by working with the various groups and to try and improve that situation. And one other aspect of prejudice is something called ageism. And this I teach when I give talks to medical students, to community groups. And ageism is basically prejudice towards older people. And it's very insidious. It happens when an older person says to their doctor, "Doc, what do you expect at my age?" That person is actually prejudiced towards themselves. Or when a doctor or a friend says, "You know, what do you expect? You're not getting any younger. You're supposed to have these problems." Well, there's a lot that can be done, and that's something that I learned in my training program that's called ageism, prejudice towards older people. And I'm sure that's also something that Jerry will address, and actually the town of Amherst is already addressing with all their wonderful programs. So let's continue. There were a few things we discussed at the break that we do want to cover and get into the more futuristic things, future planning. And first, with regard to the political aspect, voter registration, so that older people have a say in what happens in the town. What is the situation with voter registration of the over 65 population? Do we have any numbers, that there's a percentage of how many people over 65 are registered versus the total age percentage of people registered?
I don't know the exact numbers, but the voters that turn out generally in the larger percentage are the older voter because they basically have more at stake. They follow what's going on the board daily. They have more a deeper interest. One is because they have more free time, and the other, it affects them financially, what goes on in the town. Anybody that isn't registered in the town of Amherst simply has to go to the town clerk's office in the town hall at 5583 Main Street in the village of Williamsville, walk into the office and ask for a voter registration form. A lot of people are changing affiliation. A lot of people haven't voted. But this year there's been such an interest with what's going on in the county, and everybody's aware of what has been going on in politics over the years. I'm getting at least 3-4 calls a day, people asking me. And it's a very simple procedure. It takes less than 3 minutes to fill out the form and then just send it into the address that's on it, and you'll be re-registered.
Now, this can be mailed in, of course.
Yes, it can be mailed.
And people request the voter's registration form by mail, by phone. You know, is there a place to call? I would imagine if you could call the town hall.
Yes, you can call my office, the supervisor's office, 631-7032, and we can get you a form.
I think, a great way, perhaps, to ensure that people are registered is to look at the premier senior living facilities in the town. And there are many, and there are various levels of living. There's independent apartments for people that have the ability to live independently. There's assisted living where people need a little more help. And I think that those concentrations of older people, if there is someone at each of those facilities that takes an interest in ensuring a good voting turnout, perhaps that could be a nucleus for a voter registration campaign. And Susan, why don't you tell us a little bit about what senior facilities, living facilities there are in the town, and also let's get into throughout Western New York, the whole county, what's available for seniors living-wise.
There is a wide range of senior facilities in the town of Amherst. There's such an abundance, and from independent living, from affordable senior housing, to life care communities, and to nursing home facilities within the town of Amherst. So it's a great place for families that want to stay close. They can stay close. If they have elderly parents, they can go to their nursing facilities, and they're very well taken care of. So there's a wide range of facilities within the town of Amherst, and so much so that we didn't think about when we granted all these rezonings for the senior facilities in the town, the impact it was going to have on the hospital. So much so that the hospital now is going to be expanding. Actually, from 1990 to 2000, we grew 5,000 to 6,000 people were added to the town of Amherst. That's how much we grew. And it was because of the increase in senior facilities in the town, because there are so many more people within the town, about 5,000 to 6,000, that we would attribute that more to the senior facilities that have been created in the town of Amherst. Looking forward, we do need to have more affordable senior housing in the town. That's something that we're going to be looking for in the future as the baby boom becomes a senior boom. That's going to be very important. In the 1970s, there was an increase in affordable senior housing. There were Brewster Mews, there was the Jewish Federation housing, and now, 30 years later, there is another interest in, it tends to run in 30-year cycles, the need for senior housing, the need for affordable senior housing. And now we see more senior facilities, affordable senior care facilities in the town. There's Hopkins Court, there's St. Mary Commons, there's the Sherry Zedek Apartments. So there's three new affordable senior housing facilities that have come just recently to the town of Amherst.
And I guess there's also a new development that's somewhat controversial. That's more a planned community that has resources right there on site. And perhaps that's a direction to go as well, to have these developments, communities, to be self-enclosed so that you have a supermarket and various services right on site. I guess similar to how UB has its commons with a place to meet, places to eat, places to get computer software and books and whatnot. What can you tell me about those efforts?
Yeah, there's many facilities that have recreational facilities within their facilities, swimming pools, offer computer classes. There's opportunities for that as well. There's a lot that is coming online, a lot that's evolving. I would say that every year we get maybe another facility in the town of Amherst, a senior facility in the town of Amherst, or an expansion of a senior facility in the town of Amherst.
Now let's talk a little bit about the bigger picture, Western New York. Susan, you know, as town supervisor, I'm sure you talk with other town supervisors, the county executive, Buffalo mayor, etc. What is the general outlook towards senior services, and what's being done generally?
There's been a lot that we've been doing together, that we've been collaborating, because we really don't want to duplicate the services that are already out there, because, you know, no municipality can do everything on their own. So, for instance, we do collaborations with other agencies. For instance, the Amherst Adult Day Services is a program in the town of Amherst that is administered by the Visiting Nurses Association of Western New York and Kaleida Health. We also offer flu shots through Kaleida. We offer a wanderer alert program that's sponsored by the Amherst Police Department in conjunction with the Alzheimer's Association. That's offered as well. And we also work with Jewish Family Services. We're working on a very exciting program for people that want to live independently in their homes. They want to live in their homes longer. They don't want to go to senior facilities. They'd like to stay in their houses and live independently. And we're working with Jewish Family Services on securing monies, grant monies, for a program which will enable people to live in their houses longer independently.
Yeah, and that's called NORC. I believe
yes.
That's what you're talking about. And that stands for Naturally Occurring Retirement Communities. And I think that's along the lines of what I mentioned, is these planned communities having everything in place, accessible, to make life easier. Jerry?
One of the things that goes along with all the housing and the amenities for the seniors seems to follow along are rehab centers. And most of the facilities in the town are starting to incorporate these in their construction. And as a caregiver for my parents for many years and also for my father-in-law, we're finding that people in the community are liking this because they're able to be at a short distance and not have to travel if a family member is under care in one of the different levels of service provided in these centers.
Well, you know, rehab, people of all ages are going through rehab now, and I think that's one of the key things that are keeping people out of nursing homes, that keep people living happy and healthy lives. Now,
One of the challenges is just getting the information out to all these all these organizations exist, and that the Senior Center offers all kinds of programs, and that we actually received a grant for doing some outreach in the Eggertsville area, and we rely on people to help us get the word out through religious organizations, through apartment managers, through community organizations, through a wide distribution of flyers to get the word out of all the programs that we have available for seniors in the town of Amherst, and entirely without cost. All the assistance that is available, and that we can effectively help the senior population.
Well, that's a key issue, is making people aware of what's out there. And a lot of what I do as a geriatrician is to point people in the right direction. They have a problem, and there's all kinds of resources out there. And to just inform people, educate people that it's out there, that there are people that are willing to help, that they're not alone in their problem, it's a very important aspect. Now, we maybe skimmed over a little bit caregiver needs, and a very important part of the whole aging issue. And what can we say about how caregiver needs are being met?
Well, we have the Amherst Adult Day Services, and it's sponsored by the Amherst Senior Services Center, and it's administered, like I had said before, by VNA. And the program is designed to offer individuals who are unable to function in a usual senior center setting assistance, and to remain independent and to avoid institutionalization. And it offers hourly, half-day, and full-day rates, and people are able to come to the center and to get involved in different activities. They're given breakfast, lunch, snacks are served, and it's kind of a support group for people that are housebound and don't get out, and it also gives the caregiver some relief as well by the Amherst Adult Day Services. And one of the challenges going forward is to be able to offer this program to more and more individuals. That's very important. Also, another program that is very important in the town is the Amherst Meals on Wheels program. And the meals, they deliver nutritious meals, are delivered in late morning, and they're offered to participants for any homebound Amherst resident 18 years of age and older who are unable to do their own shopping or prepare their own meals. And they can apply for the program by just simply contacting the Amherst Senior Center. And this is a very important program. This is something that everybody really relies on. And then also going forward in the future, Jerry had talked a little bit about transportation services, but we do have transportation services, a wheelchair van that is available to transport people to the Amherst Senior Center, also to transport people to medical appointments. But you do need to give 24-hour notice, and there is a fee for the transportation. But going forward, it would be great if we could offer this service, not just for medical appointments, but for a wide range, and not just for the senior services, senior center, but for a wide range of activities to go, shopping and sure. whatever else needs to be done. But that is something going forward that we can work on to offer this transportation to everyone.
Now, parallel services throughout Western New York, and more specifically Erie County. I want to give the number for Pam Krawczyk. She's the commissioner of Erie County Department of Senior Services. Her phone number is 858-6046, and that's a number for people not living in the town of Amherst to access resources very similar to what we've been discussing today with regard to the town of Amherst. So to be inclusive and to make sure people who don't live in the town of Amherst can get information, can get services provided, 858-6046. And you can also call the town of Amherst Senior Center and the other phone numbers we gave. And let's do those phone numbers again. And the town of Amherst and Jerry, Susan, and the senior center would be happy to point you in the right direction, even if you don't live in the town of Amherst. So the senior center phone number again is?
Senior center phone number is 636-3050.
Okay, and Susan, directly to your office?
Is 631-7032.
And Jerry, I believe this is actually your home number that's giving
correct.
Out, and you're encouraging people to call.
Yeah, I don't mind it. 691-7456.
Susan.
Yeah, just one more thing. I just want to brag a little bit. Our volunteer program.
There's a lot to brag about.
Yeah, I know. There's
huh?
so much. But this is a very special program. Our volunteer program, working with literacy volunteers of Buffalo and Erie County, established a new senior literacy volunteer project. More than 80 seniors have been trained to assist people with English as a second language. Individuals of all ages from Japan, Taiwan, China, Mexico, Russia, India, and Korea use the service. And the program received the 2004 New York State Coalition Aging Annual Award for Community Partnerships.
Well, and that a type of a program like that wraps us right back around to the political issues. We talked a little bit about racism and prejudice, and there's nothing better that can be done is to reach out to people of all races, all backgrounds, and all languages and try and help and bring everyone together. So, Jared, you want to comment?
Yes, Supervisor Grelick saw those needs in our community and met those needs with the formation of an organization called Amherst Diversity Coalition. You may also see it called Amherst Together. And it's an all-volunteer organization of local residents interested in promoting health and respectful human relations in the town of Amherst in Western New York. Today, the organization has grown in membership to over 200 people, and the general purpose of the Amherst Diversity Coalition is to work towards breaking down stereotypes and misconceptions in the diversity of people in our community. Many people are not aware that Amherst has become one of the most ethnically diverse communities in the country, and the coalition tries to celebrate these diverse cultures and heritages And we have, it's not, well, you can say it's political in a way that it brings people together that have a common interest, African American, Caucasian, Mongolian, all races, Jewish, Catholic, Baptist, Hindu, Sikh, Buddhist, Baha'i, just to name a few of the religions that can be found in Amherst, and all ages and all genders. We have high school students all the way up to, you know, through the seniors.
And we do meet at the Senior Center once a month, so that's very convenient. Most people know where the Senior Center is.
And there's no cost to join.
That's right.
It's a free organization, and everybody's asked to participate.
Well, you know, it's amazing what Amherst has done. We have a few minutes left, and we did touch on things that are happening in the future. But let's just let ourselves go. And what other things do you see that can be done? And let's say money's no object. What more can be done to address senior needs and also caregiver needs for this town and Western New York?
Well, some of those things that are being done fall under the category of self-help. Everybody reads the books to improve themselves. But for seniors, we have facilities throughout the town. We have parks. We have clubs, private and public clubs. We have tennis courts. We have golf courses. Bike paths, walking paths, all the facilities, all the amenities that anybody wants, and they're all within the confines of the town of Amherst. You don't have to travel halfway across the county to get in a good game of golf. And we have the facilities, and they're well maintained.
Well, then it's a matter of getting the word out, making people aware. I'm actively trying to promote and have people take advantage of something I call grassroots geriatrics, where people can do a self-assessment, try to identify things that are going on in their lives that their doctor might not be addressing, that older adults might feel that are part of aging, and that there's nothing that could be done about that. And maybe things like that can be part and parcel of what the town does and helps promote. Susan, your thoughts about the future.
Well,
and it seems like you're going to be here for another 30 years as town supervisor, so you're likely to be at the helm of all this. What do you see?
I would like to just see all our services expanded. You know, the senior transportation services, the Meals on Wheels program expanded, the adult day services programs expanded. If we could hire more personnel to offer more classes and offer more variety of classes, I would like to see that happen. As well. So I think that, you know, the more that we can do, the better it will be, the better it is to enhance the quality of life of everybody within the town. And we're working on a lot of exciting programs. We have a senior foundation in the town that's out there raising funds, because we can't fund everything in the budget every year. We'd like to be able to fund everything we can, but we can't. And so we have a foundation that's out there that's always busy raising funds to provide the extras that are needed.
Well, ideally, all of these services could be self-sufficient. If the foundation grows, it would be a no-brainer. It wouldn't be a tax issue, and things would just happen. So thanks so much, both of you, for being here today. I think it was a great discussion, and if other towns can do as much as the town of Amherst is doing and plans to do, I think seniors will be well served. Once again, Amherst Town Supervisor Susan Grelick was one of my guests, and former councilman and perhaps future councilman Jerry Brownrath, thank you so much for being here. If you have any questions for our guests, Susan can be reached at her office. I didn't write down the number. Let's have it once again.
631-7032. Happy to hear from you.
And Jerry at his home, 691-7456. Next month I'll have with me Ms. Lauren Fix, the car coach, and Mrs. Dorothy Levitt of the Erie County Department of Senior Services to talk about senior driving. Should you still be on the road? This is Dr. Rob Stahl. See you then.
Losing my head. Many years from now, will you still be sending me a valentine, birthday greetings, bottle of wine? If I've been out till 2:45, would you lock the door? Will you still need me? Will you still feed me when I'm 64? when your lights have gone. You can knit a sweater by the fireside. Sunday mornings go for a ride. Doing a garden, digging the weeds. Who could ask for more? Will you still need me? Will you still feed me when I'm 64? Every summer we can rent a cottage in the Isle of Wight if it's not too dear. We shall scrimp and save. Grandchildren on your knee. Vera, Chuck and Dave. Send me a postcard, drop me a line, stating point of view. Indicate precisely what you mean to say. You're sincerely wasting away. Give me your answer, fill in a form. Mine forevermore. Or will you still need me? Will you still feed me